Joining me now is Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad. Pretty easy day, and then a couple busy days ahead.
Yeah, we're really getting into the nitty-gritty of the high school football season. UWF, a dominant win on Saturday. I can't say that it wasn't really expected. I mean, we knew that they would probably win with Warner being that team in a different division, lower division than a D2 and everything. But there were a lot of question marks with how Byron Jarrett would play and how the 2022 UWF Argos would look. And I got to say, Brian, they looked really, really good.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, the way the offense just came out and, you know, scored on, you know, all those possessions in the first half, what, six of them, and for touchdowns, and then got the field goal up, you know, with 45 points in the first half. And Byron Jarrett, the way he just threw the football down the field, I mean, especially those first quarter throws to Caden Leggett, and, you know, getting up early, and he really showed he has an arm, and, you know, he can run with his feet. And and then the defense obviously did a great job of, you know, not letting Warner do a whole lot, which, you know, we expected. But, you know, a good start for UWF, but obviously the road gets tougher from here for them.
Yeah, it does. They're going to Southwest Baptist this weekend. Is there anything that you're most intrigued with? Obviously, you know, who the quarterback is going to be was one question going into the fall camp. And then, of course, if we find out that it's Byron Jarrett. And is there anything that a big question would be for you coming into this year? It's like, okay, I'm looking at this specific position or this specific area to see how good they are. Or is it just a general question like, hey, they don't have Austin Reed anymore, how good are they actually going to be?
Yeah, you know, that was the big thing, you know, coming into this year, is how good would they be without Austin Reed? Because, you know, he did such a great job, you know, running the offense while he was here, you know, winning the national title a few years ago. But obviously Byron Jarrett can do the job. And I think the running game is going to be interesting. You know, UWF does a lot with their passing game, but, you know, the running game, they got quite a few running backs, some work on Saturday, you know, Shamari Mason and Ravion Hargrove, especially. I know he came out of Ohio with a lot of hype as one of the best players in that state. So it's going to be interesting to see, I think, how Ravion develops as he goes along to go along, maybe become a 1-2 punch with Shamari as they go through the season.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be really fun to watch. And the offensive line is going to be solid, as well as the defensive line. I think the defense obviously played great. We'll have to see how they look against a GSC competition. Speaking of college athletics, so we had a couple of commitments. Jaden Hevener committing to LSU, a really big deal, I think. Overall, do you know any backstory as to why she chose LSU as opposed to some of the other schools, Brian?
You know, a lot of her social media, you know, hinted towards LSU as being one of her favorite schools. You know, she went to some games there, and I know their coaches came out and watched her play some games this past season. So you kind of had a feeling that LSU was right there at the top of her list. And so when she got to the actual day where she could commit, you know, it opened up September 1st. She knew right away LSU was going to be her school, and they're definitely going to get a great pitcher. I think someone who can go in right away, you know, when she gets on campus in 2025 and plays her first season of college ball. I think she's a girl that can, you know, jump out right away and make an impact. And so no surprise that she signed with LSU, and it's going to be exciting to watch her for two more years here at Pace and then see what she does in the SEC.
How big of a deal is it that we're having this type of commitment at this kind of school, Brian, just in terms of the area and the not necessarily the popularity, but the attention it's drawing from SEC caliber schools?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously being in Santa Rosa County, you know, it's not quite, you know, on Miami or, you know, a Tampa area, Orlando area, but, you know, there's good athletes in this part of the state. And, and Jaden Hevener has brought a lot of attention to Pace in the area. And, you know, the fact that she signed with an SEC school, I think it's going to maybe, you know, draw those big program coaches over here more, and maybe they'll catch, you know, they'll see the some other athletes that stand out to them. And this could really open doors for other athletes because, you know, once you get a player or two that gets assigned to one of those big schools, you know, it brings the attention here. And I think that's going to continue. But Jaden, for sure, it's a huge deal. I mean, just to go to the SEC and get to play at that level. And she certainly probably won't be the last athlete from this area to do that in any sport.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is a hotbed for Division I and just college athletes in general. And it's something that, I mean, I'm sure you noticed relatively soon after you started living down here and working, and I've, you know, understood it and seen how crazy, you know, the hotbed is with these athletes who are all over the place, whether it be college football, college softball, college baseball, or volleyball in the case of Kyra McElvey committing to Southeastern Louisiana. How big of a deal is her commitment there, Brian, for the Navarre area? And also, is she the biggest leader for this Navarre volleyball team this year as they're looking for that first district title?
Yeah, she's definitely, you know, right up there as one of the senior leaders. I mean, she's definitely probably the best hitter on the team. You know, she had a match against Choctaw last week where they moved it to the left side of the court and she couldn't be stopped. I mean, it was all strategy to do that for her. And, you know, she's played varsity ball, I think, you know, most of her career in high school. And she's definitely one of the best hitters in the area. And she's going to have to be on, you know, every week for Navarre to have that shot to win that district championship. I mean, the Raiders certainly have other players in place. You know, Haley Snyder, who plays alongside Kyra, is just as good of a hitter as Kyra. And, you know, if this team continues to play well and Kyra steps up as a Division I recruit as she is, you know, I think Navarre has a great shot to be district champions when it's all said and done.
Obviously going to be very, very fun to follow the journey of Kyra and also that team. So I was looking at this story with Quentin Randolph. Obviously, you know, his professional football journey has been a little bit crazy. But is it correct that I was seeing that he's getting an invite to the XFL combine, if you will, or to try to join the XFL?
Yeah, he mentioned something on his social media the other day that he got an opportunity. He's going up to Nashville. I think September 24th, he's going up there to get a trial with the XFL. And so that's a great opportunity for Quentin. You know, he lost his chance to try to go pro back in 2020 because of the pandemic. So he didn't get a chance to showcase what he could do in front of pro scouts because of that. And, you know, he was out of football for a couple of years. He got the shot in the indoor football league and did really well being on the all rookie team. And I think he's got a great shot to make the XFL. I mean, Quentin's a guy that you throw the ball up, he's going to make a play. He showed that in the national championship game with UWF. And so hopefully he'll get his chance to move up to the XFL and maybe get him one step closer to maybe one day getting a chance to play in the NFL.
That would be pretty darn awesome. Obviously, D'Anthony Bell is maybe not going to get some field time necessarily, but he may in special teams. He'll be looking to play for the Cleveland Browns, obviously from UWF, the first Argo to make the 53-man roster. Speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette, one more question for you, Brian. We're getting obviously into the NFL season. Michael Carter is expected to have a good role with the Jets, even though they selected Breece Hall from Iowa State, maybe a two running back tandem. What are the expectations for Michael Carter this year, do you think?
You know, I think Mike has a chance. I know Breece Hall coming in, you know, a lot of expectations are on him of maybe being the, you know, the three down back for the Jets. But, you know, I'm not going to be one that's going to bet against Michael. I mean, you know, he works hard. He plays hard. He's motivated. And I think if Michael's going to get his chances and he's really going to go out there and have a great year, I feel like. And I think he can be a 1,000-yard rusher this season and, you know, maybe have 1,500, 2,000 all-purpose yards if, you know, he stays healthy and he gets the ball enough. And I hope the Jets use him because Michael proved last year in his rookie year that he's a great asset to that football team. And, you know, Michael, it should be fun to watch with him and Breece. And, you know, I know Joe Flacco is going to be starting a quarterback. So
yep,
they have a veteran quarterback starting. So I think the Jets, you know, maybe it'll be a surprise team, but definitely Michael should go out there and, you know, do what he's done, you know, throughout his football career.
Appreciate the time, Brian, as always. Look forward to talking to you as the season progresses, as we look at, you know, not just the local athletes that are here locally, but also ones like Michael Carter who are turning pro. You have a good one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, dude. Take care.